Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
Nothing. It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Columbus, Ohio.
Make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome, everyone. It's a Festivus miracle. It is the Wednesday, December 23rd episode. And we're normally not releasing on a Wednesday, but we had to because it's Festivus, right, guys?
It's a Festivus miracle, Mark. Miracle.
The 23rd is Festivus.
Or as my Festivus glass says, it's a Festivus for the rest of us.
My glass says, and I'll get to this as soon as I say, I'm Mark Richards, that's Adam Benner. And oh, Walt Sakees. Sure.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
That's what my glass says. And boy, are we lucky. Another Festivus miracle. Head brewer, Dan Schaefer.
I'm also here.
What's your Festivus line, Dan?
I don't know. I forgot to take my glass home. It's been a number of years since I've seen the episode. I think this is probably the year to revisit it if there ever was one.
Yeah, I think your glass says it's a Festivus miracle.
Festivus miracle.
I didn't get one of his glasses.
They're at the brewery. My mom's my dad.
Well, I don't make it to the brewery very often these days. When I do, I inevitably go there to pick up like seven different things and forget three of them, as I did this past time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're on vacation down in Cincinnati, so.
Yeah. We did the full quarantine and got tested. Whole family. We're all clear. As I mentioned earlier, I'm sitting in my sister's childhood room because it's the only bedroom with a desk remaining.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Festivus, yes. COVID, no, the Keys family said.
Oh, that's good.
I did bring some bagels down, though. Some Sammy's bagels.
Nice.
Ties in.
You got to be careful with that steam vent.
Well, this week on the podcast, we're also going to drink beer, of course. Got a new IPA down at the LG's called Lifty.
Yeah.
IPA, like a ski lift.
I already drank 75% of mine.
Uh-oh. Spoiler alert on crushability with Walt already.
Yeah. And the rest of them are all the way downstairs. But I'm going to mix it up here and go against the spirit of the podcast and follow this with an experimental guava forward IPA.
Ooh.
It's a good IPA.
Just for a little variety.
Good follow-up.
Tuesday afternoon, yeah.
Why we got these beers cracked. Dan, why don't you drop some knowledge on us on everything in this beer?
So, this came in 6.7% ABV, 50 IBUs. So, basic concept is, nuclear pool party. Always.
That's probably why I like this so much.
That should have been the name. It should have been
nuclear pool party.
Yes, it just took the base of Wakatu and Waimea hops, very citrusy, very floral. But depending on your dosing rate, hops can express themselves differently. They are a much more kind of a noble character in Pool Party with a citrus edge to it, but they tend to get more of a candied citrus flavor and a bit jammy when you amp them up to IPA levels. Just to kind of boost that perception, we added a bit of Rakow, something that we've used in the past. It has some nice peach and apricot notes to it. And I was sort of aiming for something in the kind of an orange marmalade type of vibe. And it's there-ish. Really nice color. It's mostly our house two-row malt with a little bit of white wheat. It's got a nice frothy head, at least on mine.
Yeah, mine too.
I really like this. It's really hard to put your finger on it. What makes this different? It's not a tropical juice bomb. It's not hazy. It's not a big West Coast double, but it's very drinkable. It's light. It's crisp. I've already downed a few of these. Not today, but across the course of the weeks. Yeah, I'm digging this a lot.
This was probably of all the experimental beers over the past few months. This was my favorite. I brought this to a couple people and they really enjoyed it. So I kept looking forward to this coming out. And I think to Walt's point too, I've gone through quite a few from the few six packs I've had here.
I would describe this as crushy.
Yeah.
How crushy?
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Right now, holiday season, quarantine season, I'm going five. I don't know if I can go all the way to six. Just because it's almost, you know, it's almost 7%. I'm going to go five.
Dan,
is this going to be the week that Walt carries it, or are you going to buck the trends this week?
No, I'm going to say, particularly this close to Christmas, this is six. You know, if you want to have that extra beer and tell your relatives what you really think of them over a Zoom call, this is your beer. Yeah, I'm going to go six.
I'm going to follow suit there and also go a six.
I'm not sure I'll test it today, but in the spirit of Festivus, six crusher.
5.75.
Can we twist your arm a little bit?
Come on, Walt.
You got nowhere to drive.
There you go. It's a six.
Yes, fine, six.
Bam.
We did it.
Ring the bell.
Now,
did it.
There's a couple fun tidbits on Lifty. I actually really enjoy the label design. If you look closely, the folks in the gondola are enjoying their beers, their Lifty beers, in a tropical paradise, like they would be in the Southern Hemisphere right now. And a little known fact, one of my first jobs in high school, I was a Lifty. I was a lift operator at Boston Mills up outside of Cleveland, ski hill. Good friend of the brewery, former homebrew buddy, hopefully future Columbus resident again, Kyle Brown, half day KB. That's where I met him. We both were lift operators. He went to a high school near mine, and then several years later lived down the hall from some of our friends in college and reunited, been friends ever since.
So there you have it. If I did throw in. Were wondering where Adam finally met Kyle Brown. That's
Kyle Brown.
Shout out.
Yeah, good
Kyle
times.
Brown.
Good times. Yeah, so Lifty can be a lift operator, or maybe the beer that you're taking up with you on the lift, as long as you're, you know, being responsible about that.
I wouldn't recommend
six
of these on a lift ride.
No, not at all.
Definitely
not
do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Disclaimer.
Unless you're just getting back on and taking the thing.
Or maybe you're downloading off the mountain after a long day. Maybe these people are taking the gondola down because they had a few too many beers at the halfway house.
You can make it the rest of the way.
Yeah, you got to protect those knees.
We probably have a disproportionate amount of skiing-themed beers for a brewery in Ohio, but I really like this beer label and the idea behind it. And we were calling this beer Snowbird for a long time with the idea of folks who live up north escaping down south to get away from the snow and the cold during the winter. And then that idea kind of evolved into finding that little bit of, you know, southern hemisphere tropical sunshine in the dead of winter. And yeah, sometimes when you're on a ski trip and you're skiing, and that, you know, the gondola, which is not heated or anything, can feel very warm and inviting in there. And you know, sometimes you sneak a beer on, sometimes you don't. But I don't know. I thought it worked well, this idea of having a nice like tropical tasting beverage in the midst of a very untropical environment. The ski stuff and aesthetic and visual language is a lot of fun to play with, and you know, putting the stickers on the side of the gondola, and it is a lot of fun to make this label.
Yeah, I love that there's a land grant sticker and Osher sticker.
You might
sticker.
Need to put your glasses on if you of that persuasion to see them, but they're on there.
I like the cable car number is 1862.
Yeah,
got a little stuff here.
Yeah, little palm trees in there. Yeah, it's I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I like skiing a lot, so it's fun to do that kind of thing, and hopefully I'll be able to go skiing again someday.
Someday. We've all got
someday.
Goals.
Yeah. Someday. Goals. I'm just like, looking very like wistfully at this label and be like, man, that looks like fun. I'd love to do that again sometime.
I like that you're lost in the label up there on a ski slope.
Yeah.
What's good? Let's say easy peasy beer, Dan, for What is it, 6'7", you said?
6'6".
6'6"?
6'6" on the can.
It's easy to mow down for sure. Now, while we've had a beer in us, I thought maybe we could get to some of the Festivus traditions.
All right, hold on. Before you get too far into it, I want to give a shout-out to the people at Google.com for having a sense of humor. If you Google Festivus right now, they run a big Festivus aluminum pole up the left side of the screen.
They do.
I enjoy quite a bit. So good.
Little Easter egg. Google Easter egg.
So whoever did that over at Google, I'm sure listens to this podcast. Good job.
Well, what do we want to start with? I kind of want to start with the airing of the grievances.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
I have a grievance.
You've got one? Go ahead, Adam.
I've got a grievance. This COVID. I'm sick of it.
Controversial take.
There you go. In case anyone didn't have that one.
COVID.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I got two today. One, printers. Am I right?
Yeah.
And linked to printers, I went to get some of these toner cartridges down at Staples. That Lennox Center. Who the hell laid that thing out?
Oh, yeah. That's impossible.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Probably everyone's like a line a mile long to get in the Target right now.
Oh, my gosh. So I've got that. Also, and I mentioned to Dan at the brewery today, next week I'll be on vacation. Nothing I despise more than the use of the word staycation.
You're not into the word staycation?
Don't ever say that. You're staying at home on vacation. We get it. Oh, I'm on staycation. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Dan, what do you got? What do you got?
That's sort of going along with what Mark said. Like the fact that we've been doing the pandemic for so long that we have all of this terminology around it, things that I never want to hear again, like staycation. What else we got here? Virtual happy hour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that happy. Quarantinis. Fatten the curve.
Fatten the curve. I haven't even heard some of these.
Quarantinis.
Yeah.
I'll add to that. Now more than ever.
Now
in
more
times
than ever.
Like these, now more than ever.
Yeah.
Doom scrolling, just Rona. I hate just the shorthand Rona. Yeah. I could go on for a while here, but again, my brain is broken, so I'll just leave it there.
Dan, do you like the new normal? Why don't you say that 20 times on every news feed? The new normal.
I love it. I love the new normal. I could do this forever.
Oh, man.
I mean, you don't have to be around people. That part's great.
Come over to my house. You can't get away from
sure.
people. Yeah, my grievance, and this is a grievance with a caveat in that these people have worked very hard through this whole COVID thing, and I owe them a debt of gratitude, but I'm about to air a grievance with them. The folks that do the click list thing at Kroger.
Uh-huh.
You know, you do the shopping online and you go pick it up so you don't have to go in the store. I ordered garlic the other day as part of my order.
Uh-huh.
And they told me they were out of garlic. And
lazy.
I said, hold on a second. You're telling me...
Did they ask you to substitute it for like an onion or something?
No, they just said they were out. There's no acceptable substitution. They're out of garlic. And I'm like, this is this giant Kroger. There is a 0% chance they're out of garlic. And there's also a 0% chance that the folks that are pulling the items don't know where the garlic is. You know?
They didn't even have like the pre-chopped garlic in the...
No. So what did I do? I masked up and I went in the store... And sure enough, as there always is, there's a giant barrel of garlic cloves, you know, a mile high. And so I grabbed my garlic and I went and paid, you know, 18 cents or whatever garlic costs and I left. So it's this is what we call a nitpick and I guess a first world sort of issue. But that's my airing of my grievance.
What were you making with that garlic?
I mean, everything goes in everything. You got everything you make starts with basically cutting up onions and cutting up garlic and putting them in a pan.
Yeah, you can make a lot.
You gotta have garlic. Mm-hmm. If something's gonna taste good, you're gonna need garlic.
It's true.
Unless you're the picker over at Kroger's, forget yeah. about it.
Yeah, and there was some. I would say there were some much more obscure items on the list that they had no trouble locating and putting on order. So, again, I get it. It's not really that big of a problem, and they do mostly a great job, and I really appreciate them. But that is my nitpick airing of grievance.
It's pretty good,
George. You're forgetting how much Festivus has meant to us all. I brought one of the cassette tapes. It's time for the Festivus Feats of Strength.
Well, Mark, we know from previous Feats of Strength.
How are we going to do podcast Feats of Strength?
Well, at one point, Mark was known as the strongest man at the brewery, but then he was superseded by Brian Guy, I believe.
Retired. He left on a high note.
Now, Brian Guy is a pretty strong, fit guy. Oddly enough, Hajir revisited the Feats of Strength 2 days ago. He found that old keg weighing scale hanging in the window behind Walt's desk. And it was just between Hajir, James, and myself. That's all the data I have, but still reigning champion.
Oh, you beat James out. Oh,
so if anyone at home is wondering, basically the second we got a device used to weigh kegs to find out how much beer was left in them, instead of using it for that, we, of course, got every employee at the brewery to pull on the weight
pulling strength
hard as they possibly could to see what weight their strength was translated to. Mark won the first round, and then Brian Guy, who is a rock climber and so therefore has assumed very strong hands and arms, took the title and then retired so that he didn't have to defend it and moved to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
That was the leading factor in his decision to move to Oregon was to not lose that title.
I think that was a good move. Oregon's a pretty state.
Yeah, I think he got retired on the dude alerts.
Yeah, there you go. He's the Trey Sermon of former Langer.
Was he a dude this week? I didn't listen.
Trey Sermon? I think so.
Trey Sermon.
Yes.
Whoa,
dude. I believe he was duded this week.
Yeah, when you run for over 300 yards in a championship game, you get dude status.
Oh, definitely.
How about any Festivus miracles in your life this year in this crazy pandemic?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'll tell you a Festivus miracle. In a year with a lot of political strife, Congress got together and helped us small breweries out by passing the Craft Beverage Modernization Act, which helps us with our excise tax. So that was pretty amazing to close out the year. Saves a lot of us smaller breweries a lot of money going in. So that was a Festivus miracle.
Oh, you aren't kidding.
Happened this week.
And just in time for Festivus, too.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Yep.
The coincidences never stop.
I think that's what they said on Congress floor. Just in time for
Justin,
Festivus.
We're gonna get this done. We gotta get this bill passed right before Festivus.
And then they had the congressional airing and grievances, and that got pretty ugly pretty quick.
Yeah, it got pretty ugly.
Well, how about the Festivus dinner? What are we having for Festivus dinner? We got this lump of pink meat on a tray. Yeah, Walt.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be having Estelle Costanza's unidentified meatloaf dish served over lettuce.
Dinner's ready.
Let's begin.
I'm pretty excited to have. We're having tonight, so we're decorating the Christmas tree at my folks' house, and we're getting a Cincinnati classic Mio's pizza delivered, and I'm pretty stoked about that. You know, Mark, you know JT's pizza?
Indeed.
I like JT's because it's a worse version of Mio's with the sesame seed crust.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Mio's pizza, they put so many sesame seeds on this crust, and it's like the crust of this pizza is a bagel. It's so good.
I'm so jealous right now.
So that's what we're doing.
Sounds amazing.
So you don't, you guys don't decorate your tree till like 2 days before Christmas?
Well, no, typically we would, but because of COVID and having people not around,
like you don't want the my parents didn't want to get just COVID.
Like, well, my like they didn't want to just decorate it by themselves. Okay. So knowing that we were all quarantining, coming down here a couple days before Christmas, we said there's no point in putting all these ornaments on by yourself. Like that'll be a thing to do. So we're gonna.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Adam, I'm surprised you bring that up because we don't decorate our pole at all. I find the tinsel very distracting.
Touche. Mm-hmm. That's probably a pretty anti-festivist activity we're gonna do tonight. So. Puts tinsel up in 2020.
True.
We watched that Christmas Story movie the other day, and they put so much tinsel on that tree. It looks like a, I mean, it's a fire hazard. Christmas trees are already fire hazards.
Do you know what I learned?
What?
Yesterday?
What did you
learn? That in Charlie Brown's Christmas, where Lucy's like, hey, go get an aluminum tree.
Yeah.
To Charlie Brown. Like that was a thing back in the day.
Yeah,
everyone had aluminum trees. I didn't know
have,
that.
My parents have an aluminum tree in the basement right now that stays up year round, and it's silver.
Mm-hmm.
And you would buy like a color
pinwheel. Yeah,
yeah, that looked rotates and shines light through it and illuminates the light in different colors. Yeah, we have one. It's probably worth like $15 million.
Allegedly, Charlie Brown's Christmas with its commercialization of Christmas theme. Killed the aluminum tree industry. So that's something good. I prefer a real tree. We always were a real tree family. Now we have I bought a tree at the auction site a few years ago here at the house. It's nice. It's pre lit. Really, you just pull it out of the basement, plug it in. It's already lit. It's great. But I do like a real Christmas tree. It was fun last year going to cut one down.
Fast Track Auctions warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you guys, my Festivus glass is empty. I really feel like I need to get working on these other five.
Yeah, my Festivus cans are empty.
As mentioned, I'm on vacation where I am not traveling. Dan, do you appreciate that, the way I said that?
I do.
None of that staycation for me.
Mm-hmm.
That said, what are you guys going to talk about on the podcast next week?
Podcasting.
Cool. We got a couple pretty cool new 16-ounce cans out there that would be...
We could do High Seas Punch. Maybe we've done... I feel like we've done a lot of happy stuff lately. Maybe we do the Spirited Queens.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd tune into that podcast next week.
High crushability on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could get a little sloppy. That's a little hard work at the bottom of that can.
That'll lead nicely into New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it'll be good preparation for that Ohio State football game. Who knows how the weather is, but we got at least one more game this year. Come on down to the tap room. Watch it outside.
Imagine. Oh, you mean, you mean for watching, not for playing.
They are playing in a dome. That is true. Well, 33 degrees.
While I've got everyone here, are all of our legion of listeners.
Gather round.
I just want to give another plug to the tap room. If you need beer for your Christmas holiday and you are listening to this in a timely fashion, get your order in by 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve and we'll drop it off at your door that day. If you need a last minute gift, throw a hat on there, throw a t-shirt on there. As long as your orders are $40 and you live in Columbus, we'll bring it to your house or you can come pick it up if you'd rather do that.
And even if it's under $40, we'll deliver it for a nominal fee.
Yeah, there you go. But you might as well just get it to $40. Why not?
Might as well.
It's the holidays.
All right, everybody. Well, happy Festivus. For those of you that celebrate Christmas, have a great Christmas, too.
Yeah.
And anything you celebrate, have a good holiday.
Yeah. Hope you had a great Hanukkah and a happy New Year coming up. I've never been more excited for New Year's Day in my whole life. So here we go.
Get rid of 2020.
Yeah. Pass. Unsubscribe.
See you guys. We're going to leave this on a high note. Thanks, listeners, for listening, and peace out.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers. Tip your delivery drivers.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.